Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Lonnie, the theater lady. You must have seen some theater recently, I think.
How did you know?
I call it a lucky guess.
Yeah, I saw The Sisters, which is an adaptation of the Anton Chekhov play Three Sisters.
And not to be confused with the film starring Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Which I did just see, by the way.
Did you?
Yes.
Is it worth seeing?
It's a really bad film, but it made me laugh really, really hard. So,
Well, another rip-roaring comedy, The Sisters.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, Chekhov is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So lighthearted and optimistic about everything.
But this is an adaptation.
This is an adaptation brought into modern-day times, and instead of all wanting to go to Moscow, they want to go to Charleston.
I would probably choose Charleston myself.
Over Moscow?
Yeah. Perhaps. It's beautiful. Have you ever been?
Yes, of course. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And this adaptation was written by Richard Alfieri, who is a playwright, screenwriter, and actor himself.
Busy.
Yes. Mm. It's a Cup of Joe production, and it was directed by Art DeConcilius, and I thought the space where they chose to perform it was really interesting. It's at the Carnegie Library in Carnegie. Mm. However, it's not in the music hall, the normal stage. It's upstairs in the Lincoln Room, which is a large area that is a large open space that they've turned into a theater set.
Right, and I don't know if it's called the Lincoln Room, but the exhibit that they have up right now is all the photographs of Abraham Lincoln.
It probably isn't. I just made that up.
Right. And I wonder, is it in poor taste to have that many photographs of Lincoln that close to a theater balcony?
No.
I don't know.
Ooh, I
Did
never thought
think
of that.
That? Yeah.
Ooh. Let's not go there.
All right.
Let's not.
Yeah, you shouldn't have brought that up, Lonnie.
I'm sorry. My fault.
Really awful. Okay.
My fault.
Well, what did you think of the show?
Well, the adaptation to me was so interesting because I just recently saw The Three Sisters. Huh. And the comparison between a show that was timed, you know, set in Chekhov's time and modern times, just interesting to see the lack of elegance that with which we relate to each other now compared to back then.
Yeah.
I found that really interesting. This was a really well-acted show with a really big cast. There were a dozen or so people in it, including a cellist who I thought, a live cellist that added just such a feeling of melancholy to the whole thing, which of course was appropriate. So I thought that little music in the background wasn't distracting in the least, but it gave you a feeling for the mood so often. It helped you to really become engrossed in it. So let's see, you know the story.
They keep saying that we're gonna move, and then they never do.
And then they never do.
And
and then they have bad marriages and affairs and jealousies, and it's basically the same plot, moved up into modern times. Mm. So, I can't mention all the characters because the actors because it was such a huge cast, but Joanna Lowe played the really strong sister Olga, and she did that role so strongly. And Olga's Marsha.
Take that again.
Okay. Joanna Lowe played Marsha, And she gives such a strong performance as the volatile sister who just explodes at the drop of a hat. And she's so sarcastic and caustic. And Joanna just nailed that perfectly. Then Gail Pazursky was Olga. And she was a very authentic Olga, very straight-laced, very harsh. The way the sisters interact.
I don't know an Olga that isn't like that.
I think it's just the name?
I think so. Yeah.
She did a great job with that. Then Jenny Malarkey was the very sweet and vulnerable Irene. Mm. And she certainly was very sweet. Even her demeanor was just very vulnerable. You felt like you wanted to protect her. Mm. She was being pursued by a suitor.
Oh, well, nice suitors. For her.
Yeah. Farag Goel, and I like to mention him only because I've been seeing him a lot lately, and he's such a versatile actor that, you know, I saw him as the exotic foreigner in The Mousetrap, and then in this show, he was kind of the little puppy dog innocent, and every role he does so authentically. I enjoyed his performance. And I wanted to mention the performance of the tart.
The tart?
Jesse Goodman, who played Nancy, who marries Andrew, the brother, who was Stanley Graham. Stanley Graham did a great job as Andrew. Very very likable, but yet confused sometimes and misreading people. Mm-hmm. But Nancy was the much maligned tart that captured Andrew's heart. The sisters did not like her. And I thought Jesse Goodman did that so well because she had the right amount of attitude. Oh. But yet she tempered it with that desire to want to please at the same time. So I appreciated all the performances. And the others I didn't mention, I'm sorry, but they were all really putting their hearts and soul into it.
I appreciate the word tart. Nobody uses that anymore.
You know? I'm dating myself.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think we should bring that back. I mean, you never... Thank you for bringing that back into my consciousness.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So do you recommend it, Lonnie?
Yes, I do recommend it. It's a masterful production and a really heart-wrenching experience. Mm.
Are you okay?
Did you make it out all right?
Did you make it out in one piece?
But I mean, the interaction with such family dysfunction occurring... Mm.
If you didn't get together with your family for the holidays, now's your chance to see what you missed out on, right?
That's right.
It's like, if you didn't get your fill of dysfunction over Thanksgiving and Christmas this year,
now's the time to
tune in to the sisters. Yeah. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.